This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of these airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
More about Fidel Castro and what might be changing in Cuba after his death, which was not really timely. I mean, he's been around. He was around for 90 years.
Yeah.
And a majority of that lifespan was spent ruling over the island of Cuba. So we'll continue that discussion when we
he's
get a chance.
He's the poster boy for tyranny.
Economics in one lesson is also something we need to get to tonight here. But your calls come first. So let's go back to the phones and the fun where we've got Tom on the line in New Hampshire, listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Tom.
Speaking of Castro, suddenly it becomes fashionable to celebrate when somebody dies. Now, you mentioned that when somebody took out five cops down in Dallas, there was this big long line of rush of volunteers to take their place as cops. You know, that
that's right,
taking out
yeah.
these cops. You know why that is? It's because of all of this hype about fallen heroes. You know, because, you know, even though it's obvious, you know, even when it's obvious that the cops are killed in the act of their own malicious wrongdoing, like trying to enforce drug laws, they just overlook all of the flaws, the obvious flaws in the reasoning that says that the cop is some kind of fallen hero. And then they go ahead and, like, wear black or something, you know, put the flag at half staff or take part in a moment of silence, you know, nonsense like that, as if the cop is some kind of fallen hero. And what I think they need more of, see, with all of the editorials and stuff like that going on, and all the politicians whining like crybabies, of course, advertising that this is the one way to hit them where it really hurts, what they need is, all they got balancing that off is, you know, once in a while, somebody calls up Free Talk Live and points out just how much the cops deserve it. And I think they need a lot more of people setting it, other people straight about how much the cops deserve it, especially like when they get killed enforcing blatantly unjust laws.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I can definitely understand why people relish the death of police officers when they are committing violent acts against peaceful people. I understand that. We had a long conversation with Melanie about it last week on the Monday night show. For people that want to hear that, I mean, it was an hour and a half, basically, a good portion of the last half of the show. You can go back and listen to our archive over at freetalklive.com. But I don't think that the average cop deserves it. A thug cop who's wielding power and hurting peaceful people on a regular basis, I can understand why somebody would see that as justice.
The problem is that those people are protected by the badge, too. And the difficulty is, look, I'm with you. I think this is a terrible idea.
I think the average cop deserves to be talked to, deserves to be persuaded, and to hopefully give them a chance to change their mind about what they're doing.
I agree.
I think so, too. When I think about the cops and the year that we've had, I see a path forward for humanity that involves crazy people killing cops. And it is that public opinion, as the public becomes less tolerant of the behavior of the police are thieves at heart. The
Armed
core
fundraisers,
of them.
Perhaps?
I don't think they see it that way.
No, though. I don't think they see that at all. They're protecting the status quo, and the status quo is, you know, generally good. Life in America is generally good, and they would consider themselves protectors of that generally good lifestyle.
Yep.
I think that in many cases they are.
The people that they're taking the money from, the people that they are stopping, frisking, detaining, charging, who are, the end result is they're getting their money taken away from them. They see them as police. And if the public opinion of the police just changes from these are holy men who are allowed to do things that other men are not allowed to do, people are going to start firing back, cops are going to start dying, and they're not going to want to go into that job anymore. The cops are doing it to themselves by taking a job where they steal.
That much is true.
I wouldn't say that they're taking the job where they steal. I would say it's where they're doing it to themselves because they don't ferret out their own evildoers within their own ranks. It's because of their thin blue line, us against them, we're the blue gang mentality.
Yep, they've got that mentality. It's
that
a real thing.
Is really the difference here. So, for instance, I like to look at Braveheart. This is a completely historically inaccurate movie, but
good
it is
movie,
a
though.
Great look at sort of freedom, independence, freedom somewhat, independence certainly, of a nation state, that sort of thing. When the king men are looked at as the king's men were in Scotland at that time, that's when you have they're viewed as instruments of tyranny, right? Whereas when they're looked at as paladins for justice and freedom, then whatever you do against them is an attack on people's notion of freedom and justice. So I think that police are seeing a societal turn right now. Now, there's an opportunity for them to pull out of this tailspin, but that opportunity doesn't rest on saying, oh dear, we're the victims here. What could these people possibly want from us? To stick your head in the sand and presume that there are no problems and not address those problems. I mean, the problems are rife. The problems have to do with accountability. I think of the Eric Dorner situation. I think
that was the cop who killed some other cops in L.A.
Yeah, the cop who killed some other cops in the L.A.
And ended up getting killed.
The police went bananas and shot up two cars of people that had nothing to do with them, that had cars that looked to them to be vaguely similar, and they fired, in some cases, more than 100 rounds. They dropped their clips, reloaded, and fired more rounds into a car with two innocent women in it.
Newspaper delivery women, yeah.
Yeah, I think that they survived, actually. If I remember correctly, but this is the problem. The police are like, well, yeah, you know, well, they thought their lives were in danger or whatever. They'll make excuses for this. You talk to a cop across the nation, they will make excuses for that. Mm. Those officers should have been put in prison for attempted murder. Okay. Mm. And when you have a country that has nothing to do with color, this isn't black or white. Those women, I have no idea what their color was. I have no idea what their ethnicity is. This is about accountability. And when police...
They didn't either. It was a, you know, tinted windows on a truck.
They had no idea. This is about accountability, and police are used to a world where they don't have accountability, to the point that they will make arguments for unaccountable police officers who do crazy things across a nation. And that is why they are looking at something akin to a revolution right now.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
I love YouTube.
Yeah, it is.
All I had to do was just search for the line, and somebody had, you know, I didn't even have to find that in a longer clip. There's an 8-second clip of just that one line. Somebody named Sidarai put that on their YouTube channel.
How do they do it? How do they get away with those kind of, you know, putting up that kind of stuff without getting it pulled down?
For copyright, you mean?
Yeah.
That's not, maybe too short. I don't know. I don't think there's any specific length as far as fair use is concerned, and I'm not a copyright expert because honestly I don't care about it. But fair use does cover a lot of different things like parody. This isn't parody in this case, but news clips or whatever. There's different reasons why fair use is a thing, and this just may be too short to really be worth messing with. It's obviously not the whole movie. If you were to upload the entirety of Braveheart to YouTube, it's likely that's going to trip off one of their auto detector robots,
sure,
and you'll get knocked out for that.
Yeah.
So
could potentially have your account suspended.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Fidel Castro, we got more about him. Economics in One Lesson, Game of the Week. It's all on the way if we get the chance. Your calls as well are welcome on Free Talk Live, live Sunday show.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Also, want to let you know about free market health care. You can get it at healthexcellenceselect.com, or at least as free market as you can get in this United States with all this ridiculous Obamacare stuff. The thing is, with Obamacare, you don't actually have to go through the government solution. There are other options, and this is one of them. You go to healthexcellenceselect.com, and they will give you no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Also, a medical information card to get to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional that you want. You can also get a proactive health assessment daily. You'll love the service and price. Go learn more at healthexcellenceselect.com. That's healthexcellenceselect.com as we go to the phones and to James in Arizona. James, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello? What a surprise. Hey, yeah, even more so, Johnny Ray, because I agree with Minister Freeman for once.
Really?
That the world is better that a mass murderer and tyrant, who by definition isn't a human being, is dead and rotting in hell. The problem is the new boss is the same as the old boss, so change isn't coming any time soon to the island that's been a concentration camp for the last 6 decades. No thanks to the USA doing nothing about it. And it's just
I think
right
they tried to assassinate Fidel like hundreds of times.
6 decades ago.
Hundreds of times.
Edgington, I don't want to talk about Castro. I've said enough. I actually called in to talk to Johnny Ray about something else.
Then why'd you mention it?
Because
let's just let him move on. Go ahead with what you have to say. Castro died a natural death,
unfortunately, no thanks to the United States of America. And if they tried to assassinate him hundreds of times, that's good. It's too bad it didn't work out once.
Indeed.
Go ahead with your thoughts for Johnny Ray.
Yeah, indeed. Johnny Ray, you once said one of the most despicable things about celebrating mass murder. It echoed the things the Minister Edge once said to me about the people in the Pentagon deserved it. Mind you, there were 66 people on Flight 77 and hundreds of people in the Pentagon that were murdered.
What was it that Johnny Ray said, though? What were you referring to?
He was speaking of a classic esoteric thing called blowback that libertarians think that they have some insight into the human condition about making excuses for murder. Because Johnny Ray said that 9/11 was a legitimate terrorist attack because of certain things, there were terrible things the U.S. foreign policy was doing to people in Saudi Arabia. Again, he celebrated mass murder.
Did you say that, Johnny Ray?
I don't remember saying that.
March 25th, 2014. Check out the archives, Minister Freeman.
He's obsessed.
It was the first time I ever talked
forget,
to him, and I remember.
He's going to complain about how he never gets airtime and that sort of thing. He's been on the air more times than anybody who's not a co-host.
But I'd like to have Johnny Ray address. I'd like
you
to
like Sarah Marquette.
Let's not get distracted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here.
Like Sarah.
You've got
like
Sarah on the door.
Let's not get distracted here, Mark and James.
Let's have a conversation, Johnny Ray.
Okay. Right now, sitting here in the studio, I don't think that it was a legitimate or effective tactic to fly planes into the Twin Towers.
No, he said 9/11.
It was an act of mass murder, Johnny Ray. It wasn't a tactic. It was an act of mass murder inspired by...
You have to say it exactly the way James says it, or... You're
right, Mark. I'm thinking, Minister
terrorism.
Mark. I'm not making excuses for murder like you do, Minister Mark.
No, I'm not
Mark,
making excuses for it either. I'm talking to you about the reality of when you treat people like human cattle. Like you can just push them around. The fact is that
I'm
they
not
will
the
rise
one
up.
I'm not rant and raves about you after you've dumped my call, Mark Edgington, so don't tell me about all the time.
You can't rant and rave about me. You don't have a radio show. I've told
then
you
a
bunch of times to get a podcast because you love to talk.
Shut up and let Johnny Ray speak to me.
It for free, you
get
lunatic!
Get off the planet! Get off the planet, Mark Edgington.
You do it! You do it,
yeah,
you
I haven't ever killed or watched anybody killed and gotten away with it, scumbag.
Hey, come on! Bring it on, James! For God's sakes, I've been waiting for years! You've been threatening me and my family for years, and all you do is stay
on anybody's
Arizona.
Head, Mark Edgington.
You're a coward!
With a wrench, scumbag.
All right, well, I guess this isn't going anywhere. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Man, you're turning red.
I hate that dude. He is, I mean, he sits over there, and he threatens people, and he lies, and he just, you know, I mean, God. He's an awful human being.
I do want to hear what Johnny Ray has to say on the topic. Mark, you did kind of distract from that. Go ahead,
sure.
Johnny Ray.
Well, the 9/11 attack, I don't think it was carried out because they hate us for our freedoms. I think that it was a response to U.S. policy stationing troops in the Middle East.
And their support of Israel. They're very clear. Osama bin Laden was very clear as to why this occurred. And, I'm sure that if these things... I'm sure they're not that fond of the United States. But they had to do something about the United States if they were going to unseat the power structures in the Middle East. Because, I don't know, Saudi Arabia, Yemen... These sorts of places, Iraq, these places were supported by the United States, and if you didn't get rid of the United States, you were never going to unseat these power structures. These people were revolutionaries. I'm not claiming I support their revolution. I think they're crazy, nutty, religious extremists, and I want nothing good for them. But I can look at what happens when you put chieftains and dictators into power. And I'm not going to make an excuse for that either. And I don't care which flag flies over the top of it. And that's the difference between me and James. When James sees an American flag flying over death and tyranny, he thinks it's fine. He thinks that the other people are wrong. And for me, look, I tend to think the United States is a better than average country. I think it's among the best. But their foreign policy, in many cases perpetrated by the CIA in the 20th century in the Middle East, has really stunk, in Central America too.
Let's continue. Your calls and thoughts, welcome here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about Fidel Castro off and on here throughout the show tonight. Story over the Wall Street Journal was talking about some of the reforms that have been put into place since Fidel left his presidential seat and ceded it to his slightly younger brother, Raul Castro, that they are trying to put in similar reforms to what's been happening in China. It says here that it's been more modest, but nonetheless, there have been citizens have finally, for the first time in decades, been permitted to open up small private businesses, bed and breakfast hotels, private restaurants. It seems like there's actually private taxis in the streets now, and it seems like every other house in some Havana districts have a small store or cafe, which is very exciting for the people in Cuba. However, some of these budding entrepreneurs face high taxes and a daily scramble just to find affordable supplies. On the political front, experts said their regime would take no chances. Liquor sales have been banned for 9 days across the country since Fidel died.
You can't even drink yourself into a sorrow.
Or drink to celebrate.
Indeed.
Some dissidents, like graffiti artist Danilo El Sexto Maldonado, have reportedly been detained by security forces. His mother told Diario de Cuba News website that the man put up signs and graffiti about Castro's death across Havana over the weekend. One graffitio near the downtown hotel said simply, "He's gone." And apparently that's a reason to detain the man for an indefinite period of time. We can continue. You can share your thoughts.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up anything that you like. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. It is Mark's Bon Voyage edition of Free Talk Live, as he is getting ready to hit the high seas. Well, not really the high seas. You were explaining to me that you're going to be just in the intercoastal waterway, which is less than high seas.
Yeah, that's right. Intercoastal waterway is a submarine avoidance canal created during World War II, and it's a nice way to head on down without getting out in the open ocean.
I'd heard the name of it. I just didn't know what the hell it was.
Yeah, that's what it is.
What do you mean it was created during World War II?
I'm going to have to look it up if you're questioning me, but I'm pretty sure that it was created relatively quickly to avoid German subs sinking, things going along the coast. Ships going along the coast in the United States. It runs basically from Connecticut to Miami.
Well, I'm gonna guess that maybe portions of it were altered or worked to. You can't. Those barrier islands They've been there for a long time.
Sure.
Kitty Hawk and so forth.
Oh, yeah. They certainly. It figures North Carolina, the location of most of the shipwrecks in the United States, you'd be defending. This is certainly. They hooked up barrier islands and inlets and these sorts of things, and they used that as a method. But, no, there is not a naturally occurring strip of water that runs from Connecticut to Miami. That is something that is man-made.
Okay.
Let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore. You can dial toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
How are you? I wanted to take this opportunity to wish all of you, Ann and Mark and your staff, a belated happy Thanksgiving. I hope it was restful and peaceful and enjoyable for all of you.
Well, we did a show, but it was good.
I know you did, and that's a perfect segue into what I wanted to thank you for.
All right.
Take this opportunity on Mark's farewell night as well to thank all of you for doing yeoman's work and presenting a really great show that I've enjoyed for quite a number of years now. It's reliable. It's engaging. It provides a platform for diverse views 365 days a year. I don't think too many shows or anything for that matter can tout that again.
Nope, there aren't too many out there. Maybe Coast to Coast AM.
Also, Doug Steffens.
And no, Coast to Coast is not like your show.
I think it's seven nights a week. I'm pretty sure there's
but
seven.
Your show is more personal. It engages more people. It presents views that Coast to Coast would never air.
Sure, and not as much kookery either.
Right. Coast to Coast is so commercialized. Your show is light years ahead of it.
Aw, thanks,
and,
man.
All right.
Enough blow and smoke. Let's get to the point. Were you actually calling about something?
Well, I simply want to wrap up by saying, Mark, you will be missed. Your quick wit and your counterbalancing views are always
appreciated. I intend to call in on Skype as often as I can.
Okay.
I'm also going to do a podcast that'll be on our feed.
And,
perfect.
You know, and just like tonight, I think I'm going to remember you by this. By the way, I'll be praying for your safe passage and best of luck with your new endeavors.
Thank you.
But, again, just as a great example, you know, you pointed out that so many people, and how true it is, they're satisfied that their bellies are full and their gonads are empty. That's great. I wrote it down as soon as I heard it. I think I'm going to use it. And conversation.
I'm not sure it worked.
Did you borrow that from someone, or did you make that one up?
No, but right. It's really not fair to the ladies because you know it's still funny.
Absolutely. So anyway, best of luck to you, and thank you again,
Tom. All right, Tom. Thanks for the kind words. I appreciate it. The toll free number tonight 855-450-FREE.
Apparently, the Intercoastal Waterway has evolved over the course of two centuries.
So it wasn't Doug.
It was not Doug, and
okay.
Well, it was Doug. I mean, yeah, it's a canal,
okay.
But it's not a canal that sort of sprung up from 1941 to 1942, as I made it seem. And that's the way it was explained to me. But no, there are, you know, a bunch of evolutions of it over time. So.
The special Black Friday deal that we've been telling you about over at HostGator is still live on their site right now. So if you've been waiting, you've been sitting on the fence about starting up your own blog, your own website for your business or hobby or whatever it is you want to do, it's not too late. You can get 65% off of their regular prices by going to HostGator.com/FTL. It is available right now. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support if you need help. They've got simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there, and they've got a 99.99% uptime rating. These guys know what they're doing. HostGator.com/FTL. Get 65% off. Normally, our special deal is normally pretty good at 50% off, but this is amazing and even better. So, again, HostGator.com/FTL. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Jess, in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WRMN.
Well, I wanted to call in while Mark's last day here. I had some questions about the island. I'm surprised
the island
so quick. But
which island?
Are we going to an island? I thought he was going to an island.
At some point or another, be in the Bahamas.
You did want to talk about Pitcairn tonight, did you not, Mark?
I do. I'm very interested in Pitcairn. I've been researching it and probably get there at some point.
So which question? Is that what you wanted to ask about, Jess?
Well, that was one thing. I also, before I get too far, I want to interject something else, which I was thinking about. You know, a lot of people have problems with cops, but a lot of the problems are created. The federal government bribes the local police department. And then I'm just saying this one, and we can kind of pigeonhole it for later. But a lot of what they want to replace the cops with is worse. And there's more actually SWAT team members than there are cops. Did you know that?
How is that?
I did not know that. Where did you get that
I'll tell
statistic?
You what. I got that from the industry that was selling police tickets, you know, like the stubs, the paperwork to all the cops in the U.S. I had someone asked me to carve a plaque for retirement for a cop.
It seems unbelievable that there could be more SWAT officers than there are uniformed officers.
It does seem unbelievable. And if you look in the book Animal Farm by George Orwell, which is like a child's book, you can read it in maybe an hour. You can see in there how the secret police were raised by the pigs. You know, the secret police were the puppies.
The dogs.
And they were raised to be even vicious to their own mother. And so that's what the whole thing is with the SWAT teams. They are the secret police. They're the puppies that were raised to be vicious against the people. But anyway, I'm going to pigeonhole that whole thing for now. But I'm just saying they'll replace.
Well, let's get back to the island. I mean, what was your question for Mark about the island?
I guess I thought he was going to the island. Maybe I misunderstood. I know
Island are you?
Which island?
Well, I thought there was a British island.
Uh-oh. Oh, for some reason he just ended up getting put on hold. Let's try you again.
Hello?
What were you saying about British Island? Something went wrong there with our.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought there was a remote island that was a British territory that he was going to, but maybe I misunderstood.
Pitcairn is
that. I will not be doing that this trip, but I am sort of intending.
That's because you're a noob and you're not going to make that Pacific Ocean journey.
Yeah, this may not even be the right boat for that trip.
Right.
What kind of a place are you going to now? I'm just not understanding.
The Pacific Ocean is off the coast of California in Asia.
Yeah.
That's where Pitcairn is, isn't it? Somewhere in the Pacific.
It is. It's between, slightly closer to Chile, between Chile and Australia, which is a huge expanse of ocean.
Right.
I mean, like 1,700 miles from Chile.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's really far, if I have that right.
That's where you've been researching. That's where you want to go. I don't know if it's really clear where you're going to go on this next journey, but that's
on this next journey, I'm going to go down.
Go to the Spanish Main.
Just going to go down the Intercoastal Waterway to Florida to spend Christmas in Sarasota. Then we will hang out in the Keys and head on over to the Bahamas, maybe get us down far south as the Turks and Caicos.
Thanks, Jess, for your call
tonight. How big is your boat?
35-foot catamaran.
Thanks a
lot. Thanks for the call. So, I mean, you wanted to talk about Pitcairn, though, right?
I did. I think that there's an interesting thing. You know, we always talk about how freedom makes prosperity here in the on Free Talk Live, and I'm not sure that it does.
All right. Well, let's discuss that coming up here in moments, in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible.
Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and we got time for you. If you dial now, we can get you on the air at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We'll go back to your calls and thoughts. And then Mark wants to talk about Pitcairn, some island that he's been researching very heavily, and I guess you've learned a thing or two about it. Let's go first, though, to David. He is in New Mexico on via Skype. Go ahead, David. David in New Mexico, going once. David in New Mexico, going twice. All right, thanks for the call. So, Mark, tell me what you want to share about Pitcairn, and then we'll get into a brief chapter from Economics in One Lesson.
So, Pitcairn Island, just to give it a quick explanation, is the smallest, call it nation, it's a British territory. So it is autonomous in some ways, but not as autonomous as, say, Australia and Canada.
Okay.
So they still have the Queen as their sovereign, but they're not, but they're autonomous countries. Whereas Pitcairn is a territory. Britain has several of these places. Most of them are crappy little islands in the middle of nowhere that need their support, essentially. Most of the people on Pitcairn, they're getting, they're making about $4,000 a year, I believe, is what their annual income is.
All right.
And they, you know, they certainly grow food, and they don't have property taxes or a variety of things that you and I have. So I don't think that $4,000 really matches up to, you know, U.S. incomes.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, they are not rolling in the dough. This is a pretty free place from what I can tell. Currently, they're giving away property. And will give you money, and if you have money, they'll give you property if you can prove that you can, like, sort of put a house on the out in Pitcairn. Now you'll have crappy internet connection, and really not. I mean, there's really nothing to sort of pitch the island other than solitude and freedom.
Yeah, I mean, they're really making $4,000 in a year. Is it tourism?
A lot of tourism,
okay.
Mainly sort of bounty-based tourism. They're probably getting a little bit more now because they are the largest wildlife, sea life sanctuary or something. I don't have the right terminology for it, but essentially they've got an area the size larger than California that is just protected reef, essentially. And it's the largest area like it in the world, and people are going there to sort of look at these untouched reefs and that sort of thing. It's really special in that way. But yeah, people are living in something akin to shacks in this place. And admittedly, the weather's beautiful, so you don't need much more than a shack. I mean, it's keeping the water off.
All right.
They've got power parts of the day, if not all of the day. It goes off.
Solar power?
Okay, so there is an island in Tahiti that has 600 people on it that has a 3.5-acre solar array, but no, they don't have solar currently on Pitcairn because how are they going to pay for it, dude? Only if the British government decides we need let us build some solar on Pitcairn, right? They can't afford this.
How are they having power then? Bicycle generators?
Diesel generators.
Okay.
Diesel's brought in, and I imagine that basically Britain is paying for that. They're not paying for it themselves. They do have power bills, and their power bills are pretty expensive by U.S. standards, from what I can tell. So what my thesis here is that Liberty, which they seem to have a lot of on Pitcairn.
But you don't really know. You haven't actually talked to any Pitcairners.
Well, you'd have to define
Pitcairnians?
You'd have to define it, but,
do they speak English there?
Yes.
Okay.
They're Englishmen.
Okay.
And part English, part Polynesian. And yes, they speak English. So
it's a tut tut past the spam.
There is a government there.
Yes, they have a government, but
so by definition, that's not freedom.
The people who are there are free. They can do whatever trade they want.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have
prostitution.
Much for property taxes. I don't think anybody's trying that, but
drugs.
But sex starts relatively young for Polynesians usually, and certainly alcohol. How are drugs going to make you more prosperous, Ian? I mean, in what world
money.
Do drugs make you more prosperous? Being a drug dealer?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. You can you can turn your other 44. There's 45 people on this island. The other 44 people into mind numb zombies, and then you'll be free. Come on, man. We're talking about economic freedom here, and they've got it, and they're not doing well. And my thesis is that if you have a small area that is economically free near a large populated area that isn't economically free. So Hong Kong's a really great example.
Mm-hmm.
Hong Kong's basically the doorway to China. It was basically the doorway to China for a very long time.
Right.
They enterprise on their freedom, their relative freedom, compared to China. And as a result, they've done very, very well by siphoning money both from people who wish to do business in China and from China itself. That's how the wealth flows. But the wealth has to flow. There has to be a place from which the wealth will flow for freedom to work.
They have to have the ability to market services outside of those 45 people to grow their economy.
Right, to grow their economy. Currently, everybody eats, and by the looks of it, reasonably well on Pitcairn. There's no shortage of obesity on Pitcairn, from what I can tell. But their economy isn't growing. The money isn't growing. They're growing food. Their biggest export is honey. Apparently the queen eats Pitcairnian honey or something. But they have to figure out tourism in order to make this work. And that's why I'm saying that it isn't just freedom that makes some place prosperous. And we've said that over and over here on Free Talk Live.
It's freedom plus people. You got to have people.
You have to have, people, but people who aren't free. If the whole world was free, free places wouldn't be particularly wealthy because it would be spread out all over. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's when you have relative freedom in a small area next to a large area that has, you know, less freedom. So in the United States, for instance, you have places where people, where there's more restrictive as far as commerce goes. In
California,
kind of
New York.
No, I'm talking about smaller areas within a more relatively free place, and you'll see the money flow to the bigger, freer areas, but that doesn't do anything except show how you know, the smaller areas that are less, the more restrictive, just don't have as much business.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Eric. He's in Delray Beach, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Eric.
Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Welcome, sir.
Hey. Okay. Well, I just want to say goodbye to Mark, first of all, and then I've got a couple points. Since Fidel is on everyone's mind, and I'm in Florida, obviously near Miami. One thing I'm noticing, you know, with Fidel, he's a terrible man, right? But if you ask many of the people who are still there in Cuba, they would say he's a principled leader. Yeah, principled in the wrong direction. We would agree with that. Now, the contrast I'm trying to draw is in leadership and principle. Because tomorrow night in Miami, there's an event between Augustus Invictus, Infantis, or whatever his name is, and Adam Kokesh, okay? So we have two leaders in the libertarian community, okay, going head-to-head in a debate. Now, I'm extremely concerned about this rise of what I call the alt-wrong, okay?
The alt-what?
The alt-wrong. I call it the alt-wrong.
As opposed to alt-right.
Got it.
Correct. Because I don't give them that credit, because it has nothing to do with libertarianism. It's just slanderous that it's so infested in the community. And in Miami, the Rothbardian Circle down there, a lot of Latino expats, Cubans, and they are so right-wing in their libertarian, which is fine, but it gets to the point where there's this fetishism about, you know, Pinochet and throwing liberals out of helicopters and having this Infantis guy, you know, it's just, we're going to have a serious problem in libertarianism if we, as principled libertarians, which you guys have earned that. I hear you guys almost every night, and I hear, you know, Daryl. I supported him in the campaign, and I'll support whatever I can.
Eric, I'm sorry to say we're real short on time.
I know.
Wrap up your thoughts real fast.
I think we have to start making a stand against this creepy fascism in our movement. It's really grotesque, and hopefully you guys can listen tomorrow night and chime in on it.
I want to hear more about it. I'm not going to be able to listen to, I don't know when that's happening or whatever, but maybe you could give us a review and call earlier in the show, maybe tomorrow, and let's talk more in detail about this because we're out of time for tonight, Eric, because I think this is an important topic and we can't do it justice in 20 seconds. So thank you for the call tonight. Same thing, Chris in Albuquerque. Sorry, he wanted advice on opening people's minds. I wanted to talk about that too, but again, that's another big topic.
You can open their minds, but you can't open their mail.
We could open the show with that topic, so please call tomorrow night, Chris, and we'll, you know, start out with that if you want to. We start at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Johnny Ray, we're going to have to do this book review thing next week. We won't build
You're
up too much.
Better off without Mark.
We won't.
Do it better.
All right. We'll see you soon or later, Mark. Good night.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storage.